Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soko Sibiya, who joins us every morning to give us some wonderful, wonderful news coming from the African continent. To you listening at home, if you ever want to be part of the conversation, do visit www.africa.com. Soko, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abongile, to listeners.
So, Soko, talk to me. Africa ballerinas making it internationally. And the reason why I've got that little bit of a laugh, by the way, is that I thought of trying it out once, ballet, and then it was just the tights that sort of, didn't really work for me. They were just too tight. Soko, talk to me.
Okay, so, you know, ballet is something that's a sport that's very, it's very restrictive in terms of when you have to start it. You know, there's always a typecast of who becomes a ballerina. And a story that I came across was by the lady called Michaela de Prince. Now, she doesn't have the typical ballet story, which I think in many of our minds that you start from it as a young age, from probably 2 or 3, and you know, you do ballet classes until you're in your teen years and you break your toes trying to stand on them, all those type of stories. But Michaela de Prince was, she grew up in Sierra Leone, and when she became an orphan after the Civil War broke out in Sierra Leone. She then escaped to a refugee camp, but then her life changed when that refugee camp was bombed, and she now had to, you know, try and make it outside of... on her own, basically. So she lost her parents. Then the only place where she had called home was then bombed after that. But then she got roped into an organization that made sure that she goes to the U.S. For refuge, as many people in the Civil War at that time were able to transfer. And she took up ballet as a form of escape. And what's happened with her, I think with many people as well, which is what we've profiled on Africa.com, are that Black ballet dancers are something that you don't see as often. As I say, it's very typecast. We always see Russia or China who are doing the best in terms of that. And whenever we think of ballet or of dancers who are black, we only think of African contemporary art. I mean, contemporary dance or there's hip hop dance. But she fell in love with ballet in terms of the stories that she could tell. I think as well with regards to, because she had such a tough life, she was able to, you know, to withstand the pressures of being a ballerina, because it's actually quite a very tough discipline to be a part of. And she's now made it such that she's even doing ballet tours in Europe and Amsterdam. And she's really made it. You know, she's on the cover of ballet magazines, of lifestyle magazines as well. And she's known as a person who's really gone through adversity and shone the light in terms of dance doesn't have a particular color, but it has a particular character. And this is what she has come across, that, you know, through adversity, through everything that's happened with her, she can still be as graceful and still portray the light characters that ballet requires sometimes. And I think she also wants to make sure that people like her, and I don't mean just black, and when I say people like her, but people who've come from very tough backgrounds, who are orphans, who probably thought they wouldn't make it, actually do get a platform in terms of dancing on world stages.
And talking about ballet, Soko, I mean, I remember a time, I mean, with me, my father couldn't understand the fact that I was studying communications. He never could understand who was going to pay me for talking. and we talk about dancing. I mean, in African countries, I think of my father. If I went to my father and I said I wanted to do dancing, he would have lost his mind. Are we starting to accept as Africans that there's so much more out there? You know, things like dancing, are we starting to accept that these are careers people follow?
Yes. You know, that's a very good question. Many of the artists who've actually made it always speak a similar story, that no one believes in what we're doing, that, you know, this is playing. Go study something real. Go be an engineer. Go be an accountant. But what you're seeing is that there's a whole new wave of people who study what the parents want them to, but actually live a life that they want. So they'll do those studies that the parents have asked for and then do something else. But now with this generation that's coming up as well, more and more people are finding that you can actually make it, this, especially in the arts field. So people who are becoming actors and actresses, musicians, dancers, that genre is now showing or paying off. People now become DJs. I mean, back in the day, we thought DJs was something you do on the weekend. Now people like Black Coffee, people like the gentleman who was now appointed as the Louis Vuitton art director, he's a DJ as well, besides the fact that he started a fashion label, but he's also a DJ, and he actually studied engineering. So people are changing and basically following their passion and getting paid for their passions instead of just getting paid for a job that, you know, that's labeled as being safe, in inverted commas. And I think that's what we see in the whole movement, that people now want to be in arts and want to actually get paid for the artistic expression as well.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I can't say that it was a waste of time to have done the things that I've done. I would have liked to have started my career in radio much earlier, but I've learned many other things in different sectors of, you know, the corporate world. But yeah, you know, to say to people, do, you know, follow your passion. It's good advice. It is lovely. It's good advice. Soku, thank you so much anyways for joining us on the show this morning. Have a wonderful morning further.
Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home.